Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 212. I'm Tony. With me, as always, is Jeff. And nobody else who's normally here. But we do have a special guest out of the environs of Europe. We have Corey Milne.
Hello.
A really, really good morning for Corey because it's about 4 in the morning for him.
Yes, it's so good time.
We normally record pretty late anyway. It's 11:20 on the East Coast. But for Corey, it's a little bit later than that.
That's how dedicated I am.
Dedicated to become a zombie. So we normally talk about games. Fozzy should be here in a little while, but he probably hasn't played any games. But Jeff, what have you been playing?
Last of Us Remastered.
Ooh. Oh.
It's, remember that game that came out last summer called The Last of Us?
I remember a few people talking about that.
Oh, that,
like,
yeah.
Literally a year ago, yeah. It's that game, except it's remastered.
Oof.
I mean, I'm sure they did plenty of work with it.
Probably not, actually.
Well, supposedly, like, I don't know, they did shit, like...
I mean, does it look good? I mean, does it look better than...
I can't tell. Version? Like, it looks good. It looks good to me, but, like, so did The Last of It. Like, so did... It looked good on PS3, you know?
Yeah, it was a good-looking game anyway, so...
Yeah, so I... And I've looked at, like, side-by-sides online just to see, like, if I'm crazy, and, I mean, there's differences and shit, but it's like, cut it short and say, if you have The Last of Us on PS3 still, you probably don't need to buy Remastered. You got your PS3 all hooked up. I sold my copy, shortly after I beat it the first time. And I wanted, like, a retail game for my PS4, and that was, like, the only one that really kind of, like, I know that's a good game, you know, whatever, so. Mm-hmm. I still think it's a good game. I know there's people on the show that disagree, i.e. Chris, but he's not here, so.
Chris has scared me off of playing the game, so.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
See? I think it's, like, no matter what you've heard, Tony, it's, like, one of those games that you kind of have to play, you know what I mean? Even if you didn't have any interest in it.
Yeah. I mean, I have it on PS3. I could play it whenever I want to. But
oh, okay. Well, I would give it a shot. I mean, I think the gameplay in it, I think the gameplay is good. Of course, the story is better. But, and I played through the, it comes with, like, the good thing, it's not $60, it's $50, and it comes with all the DLC, you know, including, like, extra maps, I think, for multiplayer. And the multiplayer is fun. Like, I'm not good at it, but, like, I enjoy playing it. And it comes with, like, this DLC called Left Behind, which is kind of like a... It's like a prequel. Well, it's weird. It bounces back and forth between Ellie when she's trying to take care of Joel during the main story, but also bounces back to before she met Joel... she's, like, living in this place, and she had this, like, little girlfriend, kind of. And it kind of suggests that, like, there's, like, a little bit of a romance going on between the two of them. Like, there's a moment where they kiss. I liked it. It was a really cool little DLC. It does, like, really weird, where it's, like, it's mostly story-driven, but, like, they use games to drive the story. So, for, like, at one point, there's, like, in a little, like, super soaker fight. That's, like, a bonding moment. So you're, like, running around, and it's, like, it's, like, shooter combat, but there's no stakes to it. It's just to drive the story forward. Huh. You know, like, you're just running around squirting each other with water guns.
Ooh.
Like, really weird parts, like, just weird, interesting parts, like, where you just go and, like, you go into a photo booth with this girl, and you're taking pictures with her, and you're having them pose how you want them. It'll post that picture to your Facebook, which it did for me. I don't know, so I thought it was, like, there's some definitely interesting ideas in the DLC. It's a nice, sweet little, you know, 2-hour story. The only thing about it is, like, you know, you've played through The Last of Us, near the end of the game, she tells what happens with her and that girl. And so, playing through it going, oh god, I know what's going to happen. And then that happens at the end, and you're like, okay, well, there's eyes there. It was interesting to see, but it was not necessary because, you know, they explained it in a lot of dialogue in the original game. So, I don't know.
You wonder if it was a chapter they had in and just cut for length?
They could have, but, like, that game was long to begin with, so...
No, but, yeah, it would not make sense, though.
Fuzzy!
Oh, hey, Fuzzy.
Gavna, how you doing today?
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jesus.
That was a nice accent, Fozzy. I was impressed.
Yeah, I'm not even English, but well done. Well done, you.
And Great Britain, Isles of something. You're in an island. For America, that's like pretty much, you know, Great Britain right there. So.
Same thing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Geography's not Fozzie's strong.
So. Anyway, let's get back to Last of Us.
You played that?
Yeah, it's not the sense. It's a prequel. You wouldn't put that in a chapter. It just emotions if you put that at the beginning.
Did you play it, Fozzie?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I played
part of it takes place when Joel is injured, you know, so...
Yeah.
That content there could have been in the game, but I felt that the game was long enough as it is. I feel like it wasn't content that they created. They just had to figure out how to flesh out, like, if it was just the backstory, that would have been maybe a half hour of content, you know what I mean? Or, you know, maybe 45 minutes, so like, they probably threw it in. And I like the way they did it, her going back and forth between, you know, thinking about her friend in the past and her friend Joel now and why she fights for him, you know. It's like, you gotta keep fighting or whatever until the last minute or whatever. It works. I mean, it's a cool, like, I think fans of it would enjoy it for $5. Like I said, totally unnecessary. I think the game, the original game as it was, stands alone as a very great story. So you didn't need it, but if you're a fan, you're going to enjoy it, you know.
Well, yeah, it just fleshes out the character. I think that's what you're looking for in that type of game.
I just thought some of the things they did in it was neat, like the photo booth part, the Super Soaker part.
Yeah, like, it wasn't totally zombie.
There was some real combat in it, but a lot of it was just very, very story-driven. But there was, like I was telling them, like, there was still gameplay to it. Like, let's see if we could get each other with the Super Soaker first. Best 3 out of 5. And, like, there's no stakes to that except that it was telling their story. I thought it was an interesting way of having gameplay woven into a story. And, I mean, dude, I don't know about you. I was kind of surprised when they kissed. I was like, damn. Like, I thought there's something there.
Spoilers.
But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hefe just pretty much ruined it for anyone that...
Yeah. Whoops.
But that's Hefe. He spoils everything, so... But, yeah. I mean, exactly what you were saying is that it brought gameplay, but it didn't feel like I was saying actually before on Twitter a couple days ago how there's kind of like that recipe that Naughty Dog has where it has a set piece. Then it has like 30 minutes of shooting gallery, which is just enough for you to get sick of it. And they're like, oh, okay, let's put another character moment to kind of flesh.
Yeah, but if I would, even more with this, there's like a gameplay part where you're playing with the girl with the Super Soaker that, like, you can't lose it, you know? I mean, you can lose it and the story goes forward, you know?
Like, you can't fuck me up, man.
It was fun, yeah. I thought that part was really fun.
I was, like, generally nervous. Like, I was probably, like...
Like, where the fuck is this bitch like pop out?
Perfect things.
I like the way they had you, like, pump up the Super Soaker, too. Like, it was cool.
Yep. Yeah, like that, or, like, when you're throwing bricks at the car, and, like, it just seemed fun. Like, it seemed like that's what they would do at that, in that situation, and it was cute. Like, and it didn't make the game feel... like these, like, mindless, like, shooting galleries where, like, it, I don't know, it had a nice charm to it.
It was a sweet little 2-hour story, I thought. I don't know, I think it was about 2 hours, right?
Yeah, I would say, like, 2.5. And, like, yeah, like, the, just, yeah. It was a lot of fun. But,
I played a couple other things.
Ooh, what else did you play?
I downloaded Rogue Legacy on PS4.
Ooh, John loves that game.
That's what I've been playing.
Ah,
it's really, really hard. Like, I can't get anywhere in it.
It's super great.
What?
Said it's super great.
Well, I don't know if I like it really yet. It's just...
Didn't you like Spelunky, though?
Huh?
Didn't you like Spelunky?
Yeah, I like Spelunky. I never got that
far. Isn't Rogue Legacy just like that?
I could at least get through level 1-1 of Spelunky.
I think Rogue Legacy, though, you're supposed to die so that you can, like, upgrade your character, right?
Well, that's the thing is, like, I'm wondering if there's, like, this, like, little hump I have to get over where, like, yeah, I'm slowly building up my character, but as it is, when you start off the game, it's, like, you have a life bar, and, like, you take one hit off of anything, and it takes, like, half the life bar. Next hit, you're dead. It's, like, holy shit. And, like, you can't, it's not like Dark Souls or something where you can, like, memorize every room because that changes all the time. So, like, I don't know. Like, it has that, like, kind of hook to it where you're, like, oh, I want to see it, like, one more time if I get a little bit further. I don't even know what I'm supposed to be trying to do. I'm just trying to get through this castle. I keep getting into this area called the Darkness. I don't know if that's the way I want to go, or...
No, you shouldn't be going down there at all.
You don't want to go to the Darkness?
No, at the bottom?
Yeah.
Yo, that's, like, the last, like, area you should be going in. Like, no wonder you're dying.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't tell you what you have to do. I'm just like, alright, I'm going to walk in here and fucking walk around. Huh?
It's a way to play the game wrong.
It doesn't tell you what to do. It's just like, yeah, all right, here you go.
I mean, they kind of get to it in the journals that you find, but until you read them, you're like, oh, shit, I'm just running around.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah. I'll literally die like 3 screens into the game. I'm like, you know.
Yeah, the beginning is definitely like the hardest like hurdle to get through.
Yeah.
It gets progressively easier. Well, not easier, but more balanced as you go along, but at the very beginning, it's like, fuck, I died, you know.
Yeah, and it feels like if I do a ton of grinding at the beginning, maybe it'll get a little easier, but that game, I could tell, is, like, hard. It's cool. Like, I think it's kind of cool, kind of, but I don't know. We'll see what happens with it. I do think it's really cool how every time you die, it's not you coming back, it's, like, your son or your daughter or whatever it would be, and they have, like, weird traits, like, you have dwarfism. It's like, so you'll like be like a really tiny character on the screen, or like weird random things. Like the one trait, the last guy that just died on me, like his trait was that he was gay, but I don't think it like affected your character in any way.
No, it's just he's gay. That's it.
Yeah, like, yeah. I was just like, okay.
Cool. You want to care for the characters, knowing that he's gay might make you.
I guess you know.
You'll care for him more. That's
yeah.
Who knows?
What the hell else have I played? I don't know if there was much else beyond that. I did try like the free Xbox Live games as well. I didn't like either of them. Crimson
Dragon? Which is like the one game where you can actually use the motion controls.
Oh, you can?
Apparently. It's the one game where they actually work.
I thought that it looks pretty bad for like supposedly a current gen game, and I don't know, it's like on rails shooter, like I don't know, is this like a sequel to like that old Dragoon game, or is this completely different?
Probably.
I think so, actually. Yeah,
it was like the worst rated launch title other than I think NBA Live.
It has a crazy install too. It's like 8 gigs or something. I'm like, dude, this is like an on rails like whatever, you know. And then the other, like, Strike Suit Zero, which people say is good, like, I didn't really give it much of a shot. Like, I got partway through, like, what seemed like it was going to be a super long tutorial where you're learning how to control a ship and this and that. And I was like, maybe I'll come back to it. I mean, it's not going anywhere, so. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really played that much outside of that. I think there was, I swear to God, there was something else I'm playing. I've been playing Strider still, but I got stuck. Like, I got it to a boss. I don't know if he's the final boss or what, but that game is still... You know, I recommend it, but I feel like there's one other one I'm missing. I downloaded Fez. I haven't played it, but it's Fez.
It's Fez. You played Fez before.
You've played that before, though, right?
You know that experience.
Yeah. It's. I'm happy to have it for free again. I'll probably play it, you know. But yeah, I think that's about it, honestly.
How about you, Fozzie? What you been playing?
What's up? Shit.
Yeah, I said this before you came on. I'm like, Fozzie hasn't played anything. You played the Wing game. You played the crappy Wing game.
Dude, it looks like someone took a bottle and squirted just a little bit on it and was like, fuck it.
Every time now, like, Pizza Hut, okay, let me tell you a story about Pizza Hut wings, okay?
I'm ordering Pizza Hut wings to begin with. Don't you listen, got your wings on
no. there? Yeah, I'll do a fucking pizza.
No, okay, listen. Of all the wing, like, of all those, like, fast food or, like, chain places, just in general, like, ordering wings is hard. You can't really order them. You have to go and not be lazy and go out and pick them up if you want quality wings. But Pizza Hut wings are actually pretty good. And they used to sauce them correctly. Like, they used to not be an issue at all. Like,
they should be, like, covered in sauce. They should be, like, coated.
Yeah, they should put it in a bowl and toss them around, you know?
That is like, I forgot to put the sauce in as the guy's running out the door. Here, quick, put some on. And they, like,
just squirt it a couple times in the bottle
and run out.
And then, like, yeah, like,
barely anything in there.
Dude, yeah, it happened one time. And now, every time after that, I've always asked them, please bottle, like, an extra thing of sauce for me. Or, like put them in a cup, like, extra sauce. Because they always do that shit. And this time, like, I guess...
Oh, so this isn't a one-time thing?
Every time that, like, in the past...
Wait, so you got wings like this another time and then ordered them again?
No, but I'm saying that, like, since then, I put in notes, please put a cup of sauce in there, like a spare cup. Because I know that this shit is going to come like that. But when you get that spare cup, it's okay because you have the extra sauce that bounces out. But
so now they're not putting any sauce on your wings on purpose. Like, I gave them the damn sauce in the cup. I don't need to put any sauce on the wings.
Well, yeah, exactly. But at least I'm getting some fucking sauce. It's better than nothing. And so here's the fucking thing is that today I forgot to put in my notes. I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay. Maybe they'll be all right this time.
Should be like, make that a permanent note.
Shit, dude.
The guy in the kitchen's like, this guy forgot the message. I'm going to get him
just
now.
This is the
Fayazzy guy.
It's like the most depressing thing. Well, this is the thing is that this is, I just moved here like 4 months ago and, or like 6 months ago, sorry. And this is the first time I've ordered from this Pizza Hut. It's not like just one Pizza Hut place. It's every fucking
Well, according to Pizza Hut, that's not how they want your wings to arrive.
Oh,
they're gonna take care of you, Fozzie. You're gonna have a fucking lifetime supply of wings.
One can only pray.
I wonder if they'll do something for you. Get some free food. It'd be sweet.
Shit, dude. It wasn't even like it was like the most like generic thing. Please go to the customer care website. I'd be lucky to get fucking $10 gift card.
Well, you get some more shitty wings.
Get some wings. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, seriously, you saw that picture, right? Like,
dude,
that
was impressive.
And I didn't even want people to see that. Then you retweeted out the
man.
I just was like, I would like some sort of compensation for this.
I'm just letting them know that people are watching.
Yeah.
Can't let that go. That's
and
not
now it. There's a long conversation on Twitter about it too.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Make sure and you keep them all
like,
in replies.
Shit, this Fozzie guy, he's got people that, that listen to him. So we better make this right. I'm a fucking E-list celebrity, goddammit. I demand compensation. So yeah. But seriously, what have I been playing? Shit. I got a PS4. I feel like I have been. I was kind of disappointed though. What the fuck? Am I not getting Resogun for free anymore?
Like,
there's only a certain time for that. That's some shit. No, like PS4, they used to have like all their games like always accessible for months after they came out for free.
Right.
And now they're doing the same thing that Xbox is doing, where it's like, oh, here's your two games. If you don't get them, I'm fucking SOL. And that was kind of upsetting, because I thought, I was hoping just to come in, get Resogun and a few other games. Like, oh, okay, sweet. Nope. He ain't no different than Microsoft now, you little fucks. No different. So.
Wait, what did I miss? I heard you got a PS4?
I did. God damn it. You missed, like.
He's just whining about not getting free games.
He's just complaining. Like, he wants free games.
Ugh. I want free games. I want fucking good wings. I want everything.
Did you get in? Did you get it before Strider was gone?
I did. I believe so. So Strider, I don't know if it's updated it. Maybe. I honestly, I don't know what much. I got Towerfall. I know that that's one of them.
Yeah, and Strider was the other.
And Strider was the other one? Okay. Then yeah, I must have gotten it.
But now Fez is up.
Oh, that's the PS4 one?
It's Fez, and I want to say there's some new game, I think. It's like Road Not Taken.
That sounds
cool. It looked dumb to me. Like, I saw it. Like, it looked like a game that, like, some people would love, and I would not. Like, it looked like a puzzle game.
When is that Jonathan Blow puzzle game supposed to come out? Is that 2015?
It was supposed to be this year. I had it on my power rankings, but I will buy it the day it comes out. I mean, the game, I think, is done, isn't it? No? I don't know. I follow his ass.
I don't know. I feel like Jonathan Blow, he just is trying to keep it away just for being a fucking the douche that he is.
I think it'll be really good when it comes out. I have a good feeling about The Witness.
Yeah, I think it looks really interesting. Yeah, I've just been playing Last of Us. That's what I was trying to remember.
Oh, you've been playing Remastered?
Yeah, I bought that. Honestly, like, I was going to get a PS4 by the time Destiny came out, because I do want to play that on both consoles, but I think there's a deal on Newegg where the console was 360. So I was like, alright, I'm saving $40. I'll just go get Destiny with that money, plus 10. And then, so I got Last of Us. I am 2-3 hours in. It's good. Yeah. Still good. I like it a lot. Again, the gameplay, it's kind of meh. You know, oh, another thing.
I like to get more a second time. I'm not going to gameplay more a second time, honestly. Yeah, because I'm playing it just to have fun with the gameplay, because I know what's going on in the story. Like, the first time I was like, dude, I just want to get through the story, because, like, the story had me so hooked. And so when I got the parts that were difficult, it really pissed me off, because I was like, dude, I just want to get past this, you know. I'm not that far into the remaster. Like, I played the DLC, so. And then little bit of the, like, maybe
but not the story. You know what? I actually like the DLC gameplay more, because something really cool that they did that they didn't really do in the original game is that they had a fighting between the soldiers and, like, the clickers as well.
Yeah.
So you could kind of, like, fuck with both of them.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
I would just throw glass bottles so that the clickers would see them and then they would freaking the fuck out. Like, that was cool. I wish they had, like, more instances like that in Last of Us. But I felt, you know, just kind of in Last of Us, it was just straight up, either you're fighting infected or you're fighting soldiers. It's never going to be both. As far as the non-DLC is concerned. The story's still great. Like, I forgot, like, how good the other characters besides Ellie and Joel are. Like, I just got done with the Bill's portion of it. The fucking redneck dude that from, like, the first town you go to.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, I'm not even there yet.
I like him a lot. He's funny as shit. So,
wasn't he supposed to be gay? I remember reading a story about that. Like, they never say it in the game, but he's actually gay, and you like never think that.
I don't want to like go too far into it, but
it is implied. I think
it is implied in the game, but it's never like, you know, it's never a big deal or anything. It's just
he has someone that he used to care about. That.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, gotcha.
And so, again, you don't know what the implication was, but again, yeah, it might have been implied there.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Other thing about that, I love how all three of us here are saying, you know, it's a great game, and Chris saying nay on it has kept Tony from playing it, even though Tony owns the damn game. Like, what the fuck, do you just fucking play it?
I have, like, 90 games that I own where I'm like, I really want to play that. So this one I'm a little bit iffy on, so it just gets pushed back every time.
I don't understand why you're iffy.
I have the three people here are like, yeah, it's pretty good. Like,
because
no.
I heard the same exact thing about Uncharted 3, and I detest that game.
Oh, wow, that's an awful game.
Do not ever compare this game to Uncharted 3. Did you like Uncharted 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Then you'll like Last of Us.
Well, the other thing is, like, I'm not that interested in, like, the survival horror as a genre.
I'm not like stealth, don't you? Like,
I mean, sometimes.
I think it's good stealth.
And that's the other thing is that I've heard the stealth isn't good.
The stealth is a little tricky. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little.
See me or don't. Like, I'm like, it's like a crapshoot. Like, maybe the clicker will catch me, or I don't know. Like, but it's fucking scares the shit out of me as soon as they notice me. I'm like, oh god, oh god, oh god.
It's good because it's not like, I don't know. You always feel like you have ammo to get the job done. You know, you're not exactly.
I felt shorthanded. I felt like, I don't know. It's been a long time since I played.
Jeff's always out of ammo in every game.
Yeah. They don't give you a lot. It's not like you can run.
No.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, I think that it's a good amount though, where you feel like you can't just like be fucking trigger happy and shit. You have to kind of conserve your ammo.
I think it's worth it for the story too. Like, it really is.
Yeah, dude. I mean, for all, just play it on easy if you don't care about the gameplay. Just play it for the story, because, I mean, you know, a lot of people will say that, and you know, people might kind of detest it, but it's true. The story's awesome.
And I almost feel like I've, like, hyped it up too much to Tony, the story, but...
That's right. It's going to fall flat for me.
But I don't know, man. I think you'd be impressed by how fucking grim and mature it is. Like, at both things at the same time. I don't know. Like, I fucking still love the ending. Like, I still remember what happens at the end, and I'm like, damn, that was such a great final scene, you know?
It was really good.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've been spending all my time playing... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Me and my friend had a big discussion just on the final scene. He was like, oh, I hated that. And I was like, oh, I loved it. It was great.
I've gotten in fights over the final scene. Yeah,
like we were sitting in a pub, like just shouting at each other.
I think it's brilliant. I think people that don't like that final scene are dumb.
Stupid.
I mean,
I can kind of see where they're coming from with it, honestly.
Well, they're pissed from, like, a plot perspective, I think, where what the ending was going for was character. Like, what his character would have done, and, like, he cares more, he's being selfish, you know? Like, I don't know, that's...
Well, yeah, I feel that, like, people...
And they're like, well, he's an asshole, then. I'm like, he's a human being, dude, like...
Yeah, it felt real, like,
like, this is what someone would do. Like, they don't want to lose the only person, whatever.
Yeah, all right, let's see. Fucking spoiler.
Spoilers for a game that's been out over a year. Spoilers!
There's a lot of people that still are, you know, looking forward to buying the remastered.
Right.
Remastered! Are we going to talk about this?
It's coming up later.
Alright, well, I mean, that's it. I've only been playing Last of Us for just more Titanfall, so.
I've been playing Divinity Original Sin.
Ooh!
Yes, I'm about...
Tell me more about Divinity.
I'm 31 hours in. I have been playing this game obsessively. So I talked about it a little bit last week. Isometric RPG in the style like the old Baldur's Gate games. I think the most interesting thing about the game is you can do pretty much whatever you want all the time. You're not really tied down to a storyline as much. You can just basically go out and explore the world. The only thing that really limits you are the strength of your characters and what you can figure out to do with them. But even then, you'll encounter enemies stronger level than you, but you can find a way to beat them by using the environment or some sort of situational thing to your advantage. So it's kind of cool in that way. Like, you can trick enemies into chasing. So there's in the middle of the map in the first area, there's this huge complex that's on fire, and there's all these, like, flaming demons inside. And so I was tricking the flaming demons, who were all, like, level 8, while my characters were all, like, level 6. I was tricking them. I would, like, walk in. They would see me. I would run away out of the flaming area, and they would chase me. And they'd get farther and farther away from the fire, and then I would cast Rainstorm, and it would start raining, and they'd get wet. which weakened them, and then you can start like using like ice on them, and it's just that kind of thing in the game happens over and over and over again. You can like figure out ways to like turn situations to your advantage, which makes the gameplay really interesting. I always miss the Baldur's Gate games too. They were so good. I do think they were better story-wise in this. This game has a storyline. It's kind of hard to follow. There's not really any voice acting, so it's all in text, which is really old school. And I'll admit to, you know, skipping through it really fast sometimes, so I don't really know what's happening. I mean, you do have the quest log that lets you know what you're supposed to be doing, whatever. It's more like, for me, it's more about exploration and moving around and seeing stuff. And occasionally the plot will make reference to something from the other Divinity games, which I haven't played any of. So there's this one part where there's these four statues, and you solve a puzzle, and it opens a cave. And you go into the cave, and someone from... what's the game? Divinity Echo Draconis has been locked in the cave. And he's like talking about stuff that happened in that game and why have I been in here so long and the idea I can finally leave. And I'm like, I don't even know who you are, dude. I just let you out, but go enjoy the world, I guess. So I'm not really in it for the story, but yeah, the world, you can do whatever you want. You can build your characters however you want. That's a really cool thing as well. So you can add attributes to your characters in any area, no matter what your character is. So if you choose to start off as like a mage, you can add like fighter skills to that, or you could add thief skills, or whatever you wanted to do. Which gives your characters a lot of flexibility. Like if you notice you're weak in one area, you can start like building up no matter what other choices you've made to begin with. So your characters can end up being really balanced and really flexible if you want. So I think that's really, they've built a really good upgrade system there. Let's see, what else?
Is Baldur's Gate kind of like a dungeon crawler? I'm kind of confused by it.
Well, there's the console ones that I played.
Yeah, it's not, really those aren't the games this references, though. So the Baldur's Gate games were like a top-down RPG. That used the Dungeons and Dragons rule set, and you had like a party of dudes, and you could move them around with the mouse, and like the combat in that though was in real time. You could pause it at any time, but you could like cast spells and send your people to go fight, that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Those games are really good.
Yeah, I was excited for the re-releases that were coming out, but apparently they did such a bad job with them. Like, I never picked them up.
Yeah, I've had the original Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition sitting in my Steam. Like, I've downloaded the game. I've, like, installed it to my laptop. I just haven't gotten to it because...
Right.
You know, you look at the Metacritic, you're like, why is this absolute classic gem of a game only, like, ranked a 7 in Metacritic? I don't understand. Kind of afraid to look, but this game could be Baldur's Gate 3 if it really wanted to be. It's that good.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about it nowadays.
And it's weird because the other Divinity games are they're all kind of mediocre. Like, if you read about them, nobody's...
Yeah, like, no one's ever talked about Divinity, like, at any length, other than to go,
I tried one.
I didn't even know it was a franchise before this one. So.
They released a strategy game last year, which they offered me a chance to review, and I was like, that's okay.
You're turning down reviews?
Did they release that, what was it, Dragon Commander?
Yeah, that was
that's
the one.
That Divinity. That's the one with the dragons with the jetpacks.
Little weird, but this game is not weird. It's got great sense of humor. I recommend if you play it, you go and read all the tombstones that you find. The tombstones are hilarious. Like, one of them is like, I can't remember the name of the tombstone, but it's something like, here lies Joe Cheapskate Smith, who didn't leave any money to pay the gravedigger.
It's like the tombstones at the Haunted Mansion in Disney.
Could be.
You guys never been to Disney? You have children, don't you?
I've been to Disneyland.
You have children.
How kind of parent are you?
Yes, but they're 4 and 1, and they really don't have any interest in Disney at this point.
Well, then you're raising them wrong.
Yeah, clearly something's wrong in the Odette household.
At least a 4-year-old.
I'm sure my older son would love to go to Pokemon World, wherever that is.
Is that a real thing?
I don't know.
I was going to say.
Probably somewhere.
Probably. Hollywood. Also, heads up, Super Mario Kart is on Wii U.
For like $8.
Well, if you owned it on Wii, it's $1.50. Worth it.
Ooh. All right, but that's the only game I played. Corey, you play anything other than Rogue Legacy?
Other than playing Rogue Legacy, this little game called Demon Souls, but
you might
have heard of it.
You're not even playing Dark Souls, you're playing Demon Souls?
No, Demon Souls. I went back into Demon Souls. I was like,
original.
Because I wanted to write a couple of things about it, so I thought, I'll just dip back in, you know, half an hour, just get reacquainted with it. Like, an entire playthrough later, I'm sitting there going, yes, I'm back in. This is awesome. But I think it's...
You what?
Oh, no.
Did we just lose Corey? Corey.
Hello, governor.
And it's really fucking good.
Oh, wait. It's really good. We lost you.
Hello?
We lost you
for a second there. He disappeared.
Oh, sorry.
That's fine.
I was saying... Because everyone talks about Dark Souls. That's everyone's favorite, apparently.
Uh-huh.
But going back after playing that, going back to the original, and Demon's Souls holds up, like, extremely well.
Yeah, I just like the campfire system and the open world of Dark Souls more. Mm-hmm. But I really enjoy it.
I would say Dark Souls was definitely the better game. But Demon's Souls is dark. And I'm not talking... Like, the lighting. Like, it's a fucked up game.
So that's a world they've amended.
Everyone's like,
at no point in Dark Souls was I sitting there going, oh, I don't want to be here and do this. But in Demon's Souls, it's like, oh, you thought that was bad? Well, let me show you this plague swamp full of aborted fetuses. I'm like, no, I don't like this.
Oh, Jesus. That's not great.
No, so Demon's Souls, like, the ideas and the themes in that game alone are definitely worth kind of picking your way through. It's great. Everyone go back and play Demon's Souls. Like, it's fantastic.
What? No.
Not yes. Until I get my remastered version with several more polygons.
Well, they're remastering every game these days, so fucking just wait a couple of months and show it's coming.
All right, well, let's segue into news then.
Let's talk about that segue.
Because we've got some remastered games. Namely, yeah. Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition, confirmed for Xbox One and PS4.
Sleepy Dogs.
Does Sleeping Dogs deserve a Definitive Edition?
I don't know, Dom liked it.
It was fun, I liked it, but yeah.
Would you play it again?
No. No, I
yeah,
wouldn't.
Like some of them I can kind of get, and like I think Tomb Raider, you could kind of notice it looks even better than it already did. But like, come on, make new games, motherfuckers!
Right, that's the thing that's upsetting me at this point. It's just like you look at this fall, you're like, all right, we got The Last of Us and Sleeping Dogs and Halo, and like it just seems like it's a whole bunch of games over again.
Halo, I'm excited for a little bit, just because it's like a complete package, all in one, you know, whatever. But, well, not complete, but...
It's pretty much.
Yeah.
Complete. Right.
But like, outside of that, I was looking at the list again today, I was like, dude, I'm going to get Alien for sure. Like, I'm so excited for Alien. I'm going to get Sunset Overdrive. I'm gonna get, what the fuck is the other one I was, like, interested in? There's, like, a few games, but not that much, honestly. Like, people are acting like it's a good fall. Like, I'm like,
for
I don't
Shadows
know.
Of Mordor. I'm interested in that Sherlock Holmes game.
Nope, not
which,
for me.
Which just got a release date. It's coming out on the last day of September. Get excited.
I'm excited.
That's a Tony game written all over it.
It totally is.
Fucking Tony probably has a Sherlock Holmes fucking outfit in his closet.
I don't have an outfit, but I love, like, I watch every Sherlock Holmes movie. I love, I love, like, the TV shows.
What? Yeah, so, let's see. I don't know, man. I think that this fall's good, but you're a hipster that doesn't like playing games with people, so I understand, like, you're kind of...
Whatever.
But, like, there are plenty of games that are definitely going to hold over a lot of people, I think. Destiny being kind of the first standout.
Even Destiny though feels like Borderlands. Like it, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for the game that makes me feel like this is a new generation. Like this is the thing that you can have now that you've never played before.
Yes.
I'm just not seeing that yet.
But it
annoys me when I'm waiting for them to announce something like that and show it to me, and they just keep announcing definitive edition, remake this.
Yeah, but what do you mean by that? Like, see, that's such a hard thing to say, where it's like, I want something I could have not played before. I think the cool thing, and I think we're going to see in this generation a lot, is a lot of hybrid, a lot of hybrid games that you don't really know what it wants to be, but it kind of takes the best of two genres and tries to make it into something. Like, for example, Destiny, that is something we haven't seen. Have you seen a good MMO that is on?
It's really hard. I will say, though, if you look at, like, the first, like, year and a half of the Xbox 360, you got Gears of War. You got Elder Scrolls Oblivion. You got Mass Effect. Those were three games that... You had never seen anything like those before.
And I don't even need games that... I get what you're saying, Tony, but I don't need games that... It's not something I could have seen before, but like, give me something like on the level of those games that are new. Anything. Give me a new RPG that's really good. What's the new
RPG? I would love a
new
RPG. I can't wait for The Witcher 3. I was so sad when The Witcher 3 was pushed.
It's just give me a good, like, big new game that's not like the new Call of Duty or Assassin's Creed. Like,
you're going to get it. It's just... Yeah. You have to understand that, like, this generation of consoles is going to, it's a lot different than the other one. It's more of a business now. It's mainstream. It's you look at the gaming industry in 2006, you were allowed.
Yeah, because Xbox 360 was never mainstream. That was a niche console.
Okay, sarcastically aside, I'm just saying that, you could take risk on these type of games. They were pretty expensive AAA games, but they weren't the monsters that they are now. It's
$200 million.
Elder Scrolls wasn't expected to do, like, if it sold a million copies, it'd be like, holy shit. Right.
Cool. Yeah. Like, the only reason Destiny, like, Activision thinks this is going to be, like, the best selling new IP ever. That's the expectation.
Yeah, it was a good reason. Yeah, exactly. But that's scary, you know, because again, a lot of expectations there. Now, if it is able to perform, and I think it actually could, since the beta came out, people are going to kind of take the risk. They'll look at these great faith that they can put something out there. But I don't know. I just feel, that Tony, you did kind of throw out, you know, a couple of great franchises being born there. But give it time. This console generation is probably going to be one of the longest ones we're going to have for a while.
I hope so, anyway.
So I think that, you know, if you look at the two-year span, like 2015, that's what all gamers are looking forward to. That's kind of it. It's that.
Yeah, I'm not buying a new console until 2015.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily blame you. You can play Destiny on a last gen if you have the friends to do it.
I have a question about Destiny. Because I haven't played the beta. But I hate Borderlands.
I'm not a fan of Borderlands either.
I think it's just boring tripe. So Destiny, people are saying Destiny is like Borderlands, but a bit better.
Well, do you like Halo?
Halo's alright. Yeah.
Right, see, it plays like Halo. That's, like, the thing about Borderlands that always gets me is that, yeah, it's got the RPG elements and they're shooting, but it's so bland.
Yeah. There's no substance there.
Like, you're not moving around, you're not using, like, any sort of strategy, and there's no, like, skill to it.
Right.
But Destiny feels a lot better. The combat feels good.
Okay.
That said, it's still thematically very much like Borderlands, like getting loot and like completing missions to get XP and level up your character.
I like that, though. I don't know. I feel that I'm kind of in the same boat where I didn't really have too much fun with Borderlands 2. Yeah, it just kind of felt dreary at times. And again, there wasn't too much to look at in the game. You know, it was pretty visual. It was visually appealing, but yeah. Destiny, though, I don't know. Like, did you ever play the Mass Effect multiplayer by any chance, Corey?
Yes, I did.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was all right for what it did.
The Striker kind of felt like one of the characters there, where like I can go in, I can melee, and there's actually a video out there now that they just put up that kind of talks about the level cap, but it also discussed how every skill kind of, like, complements a different skill, and like, you really have to build your character pretty carefully, even down to the items, where the items give you, like, +1 or something to this skill, so you can use your melee stuff at a faster rate, kind of like how Mass Effect, when you get better weapons, the cooldown time for your things were a little bit lower. So, I mean, I think that it's a lot more... Like, people are nervous, they're like, oh god, it's only level 20, I already got the level 8. But, like, the thing that people don't talk about is that if you saw those level 20 items, like, the damage was almost 10 times more than the damage at the level 8. So clearly, that every level, like, there's a significant gap. And I think that, you know, on top of that, you go past level 20. Like, in that video that I was talking about earlier, there's a guy that has a level 29. So the cap is 20, but you can go beyond that when you get certain items and when you level up your guy more. So it's kind of an interesting, I guess it kind of helps with like putting out like an end game type scenario with like MMOs where, you know, there's like level 25 challenges and shit is what I'm trying to say. I don't know. I think Destiny really surprised a lot of people, myself included. So I'm back on that hype train. You should have played the beta, dude, because yeah, I mean it's cool.
I'll definitely keep an eye out.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely recommend get 2 or 3 of your buds and, you know, go out there and play it. So
yeah.
All right.
All right. In other Square Enix news, they launched a new game on iOS yesterday. Dragon Quest IV, except they misspelled their own name. So now there's a game that you can get on iOS called Dragon Quest IV.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much.
And you can't change it. You gotta be so careful with that.
You can't change it?
No. Like... So...
I gotcha.
The company I work for does apps sometimes, and you have to be so careful when you're releasing this stuff, and they obviously weren't.
How does that go through anyone? Like, wasn't there some dude that was just like, hey, yeah, this is wrong. You might want to check your spelling, or...
You might want to check the name you have in your description has dragon and your title is Dargon, but
yeah.
Hey guys, you seen some dragons?
I think the worst part is that they launched an app that costs $19.
Ooh.
Who's gonna buy this damn thing? What are you doing, Square Enix?
I guess it doesn't really matter then, because no one's gonna buy it.
Right. Well, maybe they will. They've heard about it now. They got all this buzz from misspelling their name.
Maybe that was their plan all along.
Oh, genius.
It's the greatest ad campaign ever.
Japanese, man.
Thank you. Speaking of the Japanese, so Nintendo had an interesting week. They let a couple people go. one of whom was Dan Adelman, who headed up their efforts to increase visibility in the indie community and get indie games onto their consoles. He was responsible for, among other things, getting World of Goo on the Wii. That was his big coup. Also, Shovel Knight was a big push of his. Anyway, he's now no longer with Nintendo, apparently because they had muzzled him and wouldn't let him go on social media and actually talk to people, which kind of made it difficult to do his job. But he's been giving interviews, and one he gave this week, he indicated that he thought that the Wii U name was abysmal, and the title alone hurt sales of the console up to 50%.
Oh, wow.
You guys think about that?
50% for the name?
For the name.
I mean, people have been saying that from the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, I said that when I first heard the name. I'm like, Wii U, but people aren't going to know what that is. Like, that doesn't sound like a successor.
No, like parents going, so can I use the tablet on my Wii? You know, it's just such mixed marketing.
And you feel ripped off if you go into like, look at this thing. You're like, you know, I want to get that tablet for my Wii. And like, no, it's actually a new console. And you're like, but that's not what I was told.
Yeah.
Now the customers are pissed off.
I kind of like a lot of people were kind of throwing out the name Super Wii, which is cool. Like, you know, like.
Right. Like harkens back
check to. Check out my Super Wii.
Well, it's just like, first off, it brings that nostalgia. And people would actually understand that there is a difference. Like, no one thought that Super Nintendo was Nintendo, so they'd be like, oh, Super Wii, that sounds, that's console. Wii U does sound like an accessory, kind of. It's looks the fucking same for all intents and purposes, just you have the gamepad. So, yeah. I mean, again, 50% sales, that's a fucking big chunk of change.
Yeah. I don't think there's that much confusion.
I think it did hurt them more negatively than positively, though. I'll say that much.
Yeah, I think it would have helped get them a lot more visibility straight on for people talking about this thing as a console as opposed to just a tablet. But who knows? All right, let's see what else we got. Sony is being sued. A California class action lawsuit is alleging that they've engaged in deceptive marketing over Killzone Shadowfall because they advertise that the game runs in 1080p. Now, the single player of the game does in fact run natively in 1080p. However, the multiplayer does not. It actually runs at a resolution one step below 1080p.
It matters, though. It matters a lot.
This class action lawsuit is seeking more than $5 million in damages. And calls
what
for
damages?
Sony.
Emotional damages? What?
I don't know.
Listen, there is a class action lawsuit that should happen. Should be giving everyone's money back for that piece of shit game that they fucking threw out there.
Oh, shots fired.
Dude, that game is the worst. I borrowed it from a friend. It was like,
what God. Game?
Killzone Shadowfall.
Fucking.
Which one is that? Is that the Vita one, or is that the...
No, that's the launch game for the PS4.
Oh, really? That one was that bad, huh?
I've never been so disappointed. First off, fuck that plot. The plot is that they destroyed the Helgen world, so they're like, oh, hey guys, you guys I'm sure are really nice people. Here's half of our planet, and don't let our civilians leave that side until shoot them down or something. They're like, oh, okay, thank you for this. Now we will start war on you. Fuck this game. This game, oh, that game pissed me off, man. I couldn't play after an hour. I gave up. Sorry.
I think it's funny that they're claiming in the lawsuit that the plaintiff noticed that Killzone's multiplayer graphics were blurry and did not appear to be rendering in a native 1080p resolution. You can't see that, you moron. You cannot see it. You can't see the difference. This entire graphics conversation has been taken to an absurd level now.
This could only happen in America. You realize that, don't you guys? Like, what have you done? Like, how have we got here?
I don't know. Will you take us back, Great Britain?
I'm not part of Britain.
Basically.
We fought our own war of independence, okay. Just like you guys.
Are you in Scotland now?
I am. I am in Bonnie, Scotland.
All right.
Is it Scotland or is it Wales that's voting on independence?
Scotland.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, Braveheart. Freedom!
Right.
Wait, you guys all out from the Great
Deal.
That's right. They want to get rid of the English.
Everyone wants to get rid of the English. As history has told.
Right. Dude, it's like the story of the 20th century. It's like, no, we no longer be doing
that.
England used to have, like, everything. Like, they used to fucking conquer everything. Now they're, like, they're just stuck on this island. And then they have...
Yeah, now they're going to be stuck with Wales. No one wants Wales.
Barely even know what the fuck Wales is. I've never seen a Welshman before in my life.
I have. I couldn't understand a word he said to me. I was like, what? Wait, what? Like, dude, I was, oh my god.
Slow down.
Dude, I couldn't understand it. It was just really hard to follow.
So you're telling me this lawsuit wouldn't take place in Scotland? It would get laughed out of the courtroom.
We have bigger problems to tackle in our courts. Like the, you know, wild haggis infestations.
Listen. The only thing that we care about in our courts is fucking getting paid.
Yeah.
You could get paid in haggis, I guess.
California will probably go through.
I wish I was paid in haggis. That's delicious.
And secondly, how do we get in on this little cash cow right here? I could use some extra cheddar for a kill zone.
Oh. I think you'd have to actually buy the game as opposed to borrowing it from your friend.
Where you start?
No, I really feel like emotionally, like it just
owe me. They owe you for money you didn't spend.
Like there needs to be some sort of compensation for that hour of my life. Just like the goddamn Pizza Hut wings, I opened it up and.
Well, there needs to be. Well, we will get.
Are you going to start a class action lawsuit against Pizza Hut?
Dude, I think I will, actually. Listen, I was...
Failure to deliver proper wings.
80 cc's of buffalo sauce, and they didn't give me anything. That was like 5% coverage. I was not happy with that.
By the way, the law firm that filed this lawsuit is the same one that is suing Sega and Gearbox about Aliens Colonial Marines.
Yeah.
And also... I believe they settled this, but they sued EA about not providing Battlefield 1943 with new copies of Battlefield 3. So this is like the...
Is this like the only law firm that like understands that, hey, there's maybe some money to be made here. Sitting on something here and no one else is getting any fucking billion-dollar industry and they're the only fuckers suing it.
Right.
It's good
but
money.
But you gotta think, I mean, in these cases, like... They're kind of right in all of them, except this Killzone one. This is just absurd.
One crosses the line slightly.
It's not natively in 1080p. It's upscaled slightly. Like not even like it's so infinitesimal. Still, you cannot see. You literally cannot see that with the naked eye. You can't. You have to have a computer sit there and test it for you.
Well. Yeah, hopefully it'll get dropped out, because that would kind of suck, you know? Stupid.
Yeah, that would set an uneasy precedent going forward. Like, oh, better advertise it properly, or it's going to get you.
I don't know. We'd have to see what the damages that they'd actually get from that are either, or are as well. I'm not sure that they will get much out
they're
of
probably,
anyway.
I mean, they're probably just hoping just to, like, settle out of court and get a few thousand dollars, I'm
right,
sure.
Right.
And that's usually how all this shit goes. Like, all right, the fuck do you want to shut you up? God damn it, you asshole! And I'm like, oh, okay, 10 G's. Pay that man. I wish someone would set an example, though, and just be like, you know what, fuck you, we'll countersuit you. This is fucking stupid.
Speaking of shutting people up,
excellent.
Twitch has announced a policy change this week. Now, I don't know if any of you guys stream. I never do.
I used to.
When you play games. Yeah. But they've announced some policy changes ahead of their acquisition by Google. Two big ones that have people upset. They've claimed or said that they'll mute videos that contain unauthorized third-party audio. So if you're playing music during your broadcasts, they'll mute the recordings of those broadcasts. They've also indicated that they'll start deleting after a limited amount of time.
Yeah, I think it's 2 weeks, right?
It's 14 days. Highlights, though, so short broadcasts can be saved indefinitely for the moment.
And those are still up to 2 hours. I mean, they're like pretty big.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think that's kind of pretty fucked. Because I remember when I used to stream, like, it was good. You know, I could put music on. Who the fuck wants, like, people actually like to watch me play SimCity and build my city, but who wants to hear that goddamn game? There's no reason to, so.
Right.
You know, just put on iTunes and then just put some tunes on and that's it. And then people can just hang out and chill out, but.
Yeah, the music is really the only thing that makes something like that watchable for, like, a really long amount of time.
Yeah.
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 Or even just like, yeah, like just like starting like before you actually stream, like putting some music on. It's just nice. It's pleasant.
Right. People seem really upset about these policy changes too. Like they are really angry.
Yeah, I saw quite a few people just on Twitter like saying, right, we're moving off Twitch, going on to some other service.
That's not going to help them though, because this is a copyright issue. Like that's the reason they have to mute these. And whichever site you move to, I mean, if enough people move there, and they will, you're going to end up with enough money there for it to be worth pursuing in court, and they're going to have to change their policy. It's not going to matter. You're going to be there for, you know, whatever it is, months, weeks, and you're going to deal with the same thing.
I think the problem is that it wasn't conveyed like that, and I think that if, first off, I've seen some of the things that the Twitch CEO like has been fucking spouting off.
He said some dumb things.
He's not doing any favors. Apparently, like someone on Reddit, he was doing like a AMA, and he asked if one of the guys was still beating his wife or something like.
That's a rhetorical thing that goes back that some people reach to. It's like. So how long have you been beating your wife? Because there's no good answer to that question. It's either I've stopped because you were beating your wife, or I've never, like there's no good answer to that.
Right.
I beat my wife a little.
To somebody who's asked like a question that is just so out of line, and occasionally you'll see somebody use this, but it's so non-PC to say something that dumb.
First off, and second, I didn't know that. I thought that it was maybe like a personal vendetta.
Right.
That, like, he knew about this guy and he just, like, put it out there. But still, yeah, of all the fucking sayings in the world, why would you say that you're a fucking CEO and you're already under fire?
Right.
You're just adding, you know, fucking fuel to the flame. So, I mean, I think almost, like, 80% of all this outrage, just, if there was just better PR or, like, a better handling of the situation, it could have been avoided.
Yeah.
You know, just been a little bit more apologetic and just like saying, you know, yes, you can leave and then go to a place, but you're right. Like that place is eventually going to, it's not in the end, it's not really Twitch's fault. It's just that they've gotten so big where now this is something that, again, like you said, if there's a lawsuit, they can definitely get hit pretty significantly or pretty hard.
This is how copyright law works. Like if a change needs to be made, it's not Twitch that's responsible here. I mean, it's not YouTube. It's not Google. It's the copyright law itself that needs to be changed in order to operate in a 21st century world. If we want stuff like this to exist in the way that
so,
people are using it now. But I mean, Twitch has to operate in the real world, and the real world says, well, these companies can come after us if we allow you to continue to save this kind of thing.
Right.
And I so, mean, the archiving content is just more like they're going to be integrated with YouTube. And,
you and again, like, save stuff to YouTube. That was, like, pretty cool, too, is that, like, they even had a graph, and, like, they were showing that after 14 days, like, it's almost 80% of people don't even go back and see any of that content anymore.
Right. And honestly, like, I mean, it wasn't an arbitrary limit. It was definitely like, you guys don't use this stuff.
Right.
And it's we're an organization where... would cost us money to have that exist.
Right.
It doesn't cost you any money.
It's not even like terabytes. It's like petabytes or whatever the fuck the this next one is called of information. So yeah, right. Like you said, for the servers to handle that, I'm sure it's a huge load. So, I mean, again, that was kind of a necessary step, you know, that had to have happened. But I don't think people are that upset compared to, again, just the second portion of, like, the third-party music, you know, that whole situation. It just needed to be handled better. That's plain and simple.
Yeah. All right, last bit of news I have is sad news. I'm going to cry a little bit. Yeah. Casey Hudson, the longtime BioWare employee who was the lead on all of the Mass Effect games, is basically the founder of Mass Effect, is now leaving the company.
Oh, shit.
Bye-bye.
Tears.
I didn't know that.
Yes, they announced that today. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did that go by me? Okay. That sucks. What happened?
No, I believe it was his decision. So apparently, their Dragon Age Inquisition is finished.
Yeah.
They have started work on a new Mass Effect game, and he indicated all of this in his statement. There's a blog post on BioWare's website if you want to check it out. But,
okay.
And they're about to announce a new IP, and he feels like his work is done and he needs to move on to other things. It doesn't sound like he actually has another job lined up, but sounds like he's burnt out and wants to not do stuff. Like, I think he's been Cliffy B'd, probably. He's just at the point, like, he's like, I can't do this anymore. I need some time off.
Huh. Yeah, understandable.
That's understandable, yeah.
Yeah, so. But sad. I mean, the
right.
guy makes...
Yeah, BioWare, like, modern BioWare is, it's not, you know, it's not the powerhouse it once was.
No. I mean, Dragon Age 2 was not that good. Mass Effect 3, lots of controversy
there. And its moments.
And I think in the EA involvement and everything that's surrounded EA has really tainted, if not BioWare itself, then the perception of BioWare to a large degree. I am significantly less excited about Dragon Age Inquisition than I probably would be otherwise. I guess part of that is, you know, Divinity Original Sin giving me my RPG fix, so I don't really need it as much now as I did before.
Yeah.
But, I mean, part of it, too, is I don't really trust
I think it was due to the, yeah.
At this point, to release a great game. Like, maybe it's pretty good, but maybe I want to take a look at other games that might be great first before I look at Dragon Age. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a filler now. You know, like, it's not the instant buy that it once was.
Right. Like, that used to be. It didn't matter what the name of the game was. It was from BioWare, so
yeah.
I bought it. That's
like,
all.
I need it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was during the E3 trailer, and it was going, oh, he has the strength to overcome any challenge except the life he left behind. I threw up my arms, like, nope. I'm out, guys.
That did you in? That was the breaking point for you.
It's fucking like there must be a gas leak in the writers' room because it's just awful.
This is the first BioWare game I haven't pre-ordered since.
Ugh. Oh.
Like around 2000, maybe the year 2000.
Shit.
Like, it's been a long time. Like, I got Knights of the Old Republic. God, what was the name of the... It's like the Japanese-themed one with like the martial arts.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Jade Empire.
Jade Empire.
Oh, yeah. That game was good.
They were all good.
I never played that.
I never played it either.
If you like KOTAR, you'll like it. It's just a Japanese fighting style version.
It's a PC game, Jeff, so you're afraid of it.
Yeah, don't.
It was on Xbox. It was the original Xbox game.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've always thought about picking that, and I never played KOTAR. I thought about picking that up.
You got to play. Well, I'm not.
But I still like it. Yeah, like, dude, that's an ancient fucking RPG.
Yeah, would it hold up?
Yeah, I've heard that it doesn't hold up. Actually,
the story's good though. Damn, the story's good.
They re-released it on iOS, didn't they? So I mean, it's
they did.
It's there.
Just wait for the remaster edition, have they?
Yeah,
it'll be out in a couple weeks.
All right.
Could we mention, there was one I want to talk about, the Resident Evil one.
Oh?
I don't have
Yeah.
We've gone through all my news, it's done, so go ahead.
They just announced this week that they're re-releasing Resident Evil on Xbox One and all the new systems except Wii U.
Oh, kill me now.
I love that game, I think that game is fucking great. It's clearly, the GameCube version that they're re-releasing and,
So the remastering the remaster of the original.
Yes.
Nice.
That's a level of mastery I myself can't
take. You'll take it. You'll like it.
I will enjoy the fuck out of it. I mean, I love that game. I'll play it again.
I would definitely play that.
Fuck
yeah. Way to be part of the problem.
Well, but here's the thing. I'm hoping it does well, and I guarantee this won't happen, but I could dream, that they, build one from the ground up, Resident Evil 2 remake, but, originally built for the new consoles,
you're dreaming.
Yeah, I know. They'd have to spend a couple of weeks putting it together, but
Nintendo has tens of thousands of new things up their sleeves. They don't have time for all this. They're not Nintendo.
As I say, but another thing that was kind of amusing about it to me is the Resident Evil GameCube version, that was on a Nintendo console, and they're re-releasing that on everything but Nintendo.
That's awesome. they're smart. Who the fuck is going to want to play a mature game on a goddamn Wii U?
I'd play that game on the Wii U with, have the touchpad be all your menu shit.
It'd
be sweet.
Yeah, what the fuck is Capcom doing nowadays? What is going on over there?
I know. Both Capcom and Nintendo have not been doing well. So, it seems everybody else is doing well.
Hey, I'm doing my part. I'm buying their shit.
I'm buying Nintendo stuff now, too. God damn it, they need to show profit.
Fucking Napo's old Pokemon'd out. He's their newest Pokemon.
I'm a Pokemon master, guys. I walk around with a little... I got Ash's hat now. I got a ball on my clip belt, and I'm
oh shit,
stuff. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Fucking, I would pay good money to just watch Napo play his 3DS and get all excited when he captures all the Pokemons. That's just me though. I mean, me personally.
It's exciting, You throw the ball and you watch it wiggle back and forth. Did I catch it? Did I not catch it? And then it does a little poof thing, and you're like, yeah, I got it.
That is true. That's one of the best parts. And the worst is when it goes does the two shakes. And then it's right there and then they fucking pop out and you.
Oh, those dicks.
Bastard. God damn you.
Just get in your hole where you belong, you piece of shit.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about, but it's great.
Screw you, I'm just gonna knock you unconscious now, you damn Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon's a great game just to chill out. It's a good game.
It's relaxing. It's fun.
I would try it, but I don't have one. I'm not going to go out and buy one. I don't know.
What?
It's a good...
You have a 3DS. Go get a damn Pokemon game.
Even the older ones don't go down in price. It's
There's a reason that they're still priced
at... No Nintendo is
ever. I don't want to take the risk. I don't know.
There's no risk. They're very entertaining. You would enjoy it.
Dude, have you ever played Pokemon Red or Blue?
I played Pokemon Snap.
Yes!
That game was awesome. I'm sorry, that game was great. They should make one for Wii U.
Okay.
Think about it on Wii U, how awesome it could be.
Absolutely, we've already discussed this, okay, Hefe? Don't take my advice from me.
Right.
First off. Secondly, Yes, I'm totally in agreement with that fucking shit. But, yeah, you need to play Pokemon. Pokemon Snap is a great game, don't get me wrong, but you need to play the originals. That shit is addicting as fuck. It's so much fun. So much fun.
Someone, alright, here's, someone give me a free copy and I'll play it.
I would probably give you mine, but I got it digitally. So I have it with me.
What?
What?
What do you have in digital? Really?
Yeah.
On 3DS?
Yes.
How much is it?
What is it, 39?
For an old Pokemon game?
No. For
I
the new
up,
one.
X is 40. It's definitely 40. Yeah. I got Pokemon Black 2 the other day for 29.
Okay.
I got it used, though.
Just get X. It's actually pretty cool because it's not really a spoiler, but you do get your choice of one of the original starters as well.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Damn it. Okay, have you
I
heard
got
of
a Squirtle, man?
Squirtle
is awesome.
Fucking Bulbasaur. I actually had to go back and I redid mine because I didn't want two fire Pokemon to be my main, so I went all the way back. I restarted my thing.
Oh, God. That's a long trip, too.
It was like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad. You get them pretty early on. So I got the water Pokemon from the old one, and then Charmander for fucking ever.
Nice.
Charmander for life. Yes. Dude, yeah, Hefe, get on that, man. Considering you love Nintendo, that's scarily surprising.
Alright, I will buy it once Tony buys Pikmin.
Oh, mother of God.
How am I gonna buy Pikmin? I don't have a Wii U. I'm about buying the whole console for this damn thing.
Go buy, like, a GameCube for $5 and play the first one. Or you have a Wii, right?
Not anymore.
Okay, well go buy a GameCube, because you should have one. You should actually have one in a box somewhere if you're a true fan.
I get rid of my old consoles.
Ew.
I don't keep that stuff around.
Dude, I got a box full. I got a box of N64 shit. It's awesome.
There are children out there without gaming consoles. I normally donate mine to somebody who needs one.
Send one to me.
We're not old, cool, and Lottie freaking doll like you, Tony.
I'm a nice person.
Well, you all have family and stuff. We're selfish and assholes.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, I'd have no place to keep it. Like, that would be like, what would I do with an old console? I don't
That's
know.
A lie. I live in a 460-foot box and I have fucking space for it.
Right.
You can find shit.
You'll get a GameCube. You can get one for real fucking cheap and it'll still work. And
Hey, GameCubes are going for, like, pennies.
Yeah, but the only problem is trying to find a store that sells them, but whatever, just go on
get
eBay.
A Wii and then you don't have to...
There's so many good games on that system, dude.
Games on it, yeah. GameCube is actually a pretty cool system, and I think that another thing that I didn't like about GameCube was the design. So
I liked it.
It had a handle, so you could take it.
Yeah, I'm just going to fucking frolic around, like, on the roadside.
GameCube.
I've got my GameCube. It's not like this thing needed a fucking... Like, it was 2 pounds wet. Like the fuck do I need a handle for this?
No, where were you taking it? Like,
this is so awkwardly held. No, you just... No, you don't need a handle.
It's like if you're going to take it somewhere, you need to bring all the cables and the controllers and shit, so it doesn't help that the thing has a handle.
Not,
you know, you need a backpack anyways.
Like, yeah, it's not like there's specific spots to put that shit in. Like, it's like a neat package. It's just a handle on the back of it where it's like, okay, if it was really large or really heavy or some sort of purpose, yeah, that makes sense, but no reason to have that handle. I've never seen anyone walking anywhere holding it with a fucking hand.
Just out in the open.
Yeah, just like, oh my god, that guy's using the GameCube hand. He must be saving so much space and just like all that. Oh man. Excellent. What a smart concept, Nintendo.
That's what Nintendo needs to do with the Wii U. Just give it a handle. The fly off the shelf.
Just switch it.
That.
Super Wii and then put a handle on it and
give
boom.
It a handle and a cup holder and we're all set.
Oh, yes.
Kids need a place to put their juice. Come on.
Yeah, market it as the party console. Going around with Grand Theft, going to bring my Wii U.
They really could have done that because, like, it's super easy and you don't even need a TV. You could just fucking just plop it into a power outlet. There you go. You've got
it. Imagine if they had marketed it like that, dude. Like, you know, towards, like, college kids. Like, I don't know. Everyone's watching something on TV. Fuck it. Like, I guess,
you know, exactly. Yeah. You want to use your Netflix? Like, just in your, I don't know, college library or something? Sure. Boom. Got it. You don't need books and shit. You've got Netflix.
Why read when you have Mario?
I think Japanese companies are really starting to kind of show their age with this generation. It's kind of sad. Womp womp.
Scared.
All right, so we don't have any questions, guys. So
I need to start getting back on that and start demanding.
I usually put something out there, but Matt left us.
He did.
Matt left us. Movie Guru's gone.
I haven't seen him tweet at all.
In England, is he?
Probably, he probably got chopped up into like 15 bits. So all he does is post like those like generic like weekly like, oh, I've lost one follower or something like that. Cool, because you don't fucking tweet anymore. And then, well, who else? Gigawatt? Slacking.
He's around. And then, he just needs to send us some damage.
Who else is,
Brian sends questions sometimes.
Every now and then. They're usually sarcastic.
Yes.
With an exclamation point when it doesn't need an exclamation point. Brian, why the fuck do you use exclamation points?
Grammar, Brian. Grammar.
He always uses them for no purpose. Just has them out there. Let's just start talking shit about everyone. It'll make the podcast.
Yeah, all your listeners suck.
Yeah, they're the worst.
Ooh.
It's okay. They probably don't listen, so it's all good. Anyways, alright. So that's it. Call it a day.
That's all. Corey, thanks for coming on.
Oh, it was a pleasure and a treat.
Go to bed.
Yeah, what time is it over there? It's like 4 a.m. probably.
Oh, it's quarter to six.
Oh, Jesus.
That's when I have to get up, basically.
Oh, nice, nice.
Dude, I'm going to sleep in tomorrow. Oh, man. I should tell you guys about what happened last night. It was just lots of drinking. So much drinking.
You don't even remember, do you?
Oh, I did a little time traveling for sure. No, fuck it. I went to Dub, like one of his buddies. He had like a podcast party. Like it was in celebration for their podcast. So they rented out like half a bar and they had a couple musical guests. But afterwards we went to this really, dude, like fucking, I felt like I was in like deep South Florida again because like it was like blast from the past. This really divey ass bar, and they had Jello shots for $2 a piece. And so, fucking, I bought like two rounds, and then like he bought a couple, then like his friend bought like three or four. It was insane. And I had like 10 Jello shots, and they're really strong, and got really drunk, and it was disgusting.
There was Jello all over the ground, and you didn't know where it came from.
Dude,
like, why is there Jello everywhere?
Oh, no. It was hilarious, though. I've never been to a bar that served Jello shots before. It was kind of funny. Like, who does that?
I've seen it, like, once or twice. I don't know.
It's a good idea, I guess. Like, and they're cheap as fuck, which is nice.
How are they? Are they good? Delicious?
What kind of Jello was it?
You don't even, hopefully, the good shit. J-E-L-L-O. Oh, you mean the flavors?
Fucking cherry.
Yeah, it was cherry, lemon, and orange. Orange drink. God, fuck the orange was. But, I'm assuming orange. Everyone that she made, if I bit, like, after a while, I just even bite into it because it just was gushing out vodka. It was terrible. Like, so disgusting. It was, you could not even taste the Jello. It was just like pure alcohol in your mouth. It was terrible. Yeah.
Well, on that note. say goodbye, Fozzie.
Goodbye.